Jesus said to the crowds, "Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of the Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Even after 15 years, when I see a Chevrolet Suburban, I get a little choked up and my eyes get moist. For you see, my dad, for the last 30 years or so of his life, drove a Suburban. And it may have been 15 years or a year, or just a few months since you lost your loved one, your parent, spouse, child, or dear friend. And sometimes you may get up off the sofa to go to get something out of the kitchen, and just for a split second, you see him or her. Then your brain engages and you think, well, no, they're not here. They passed away. Or you might go to Grandpa and Grandma's house and suddenly realize that Grandpa is no longer there. But yet, an unguarded moment, you may glance over and see him sitting in his favorite chair. And these are all common occurrences. Certain places or events trigger our memory in such a powerful way that the person we loved and remembered seemed present. Some might say, well, Mom's gone, or Grandma's passed, or she's just a memory, and do their best to move on with life. But for us Christians, there's more to it than that. Much, much more. For us, the everyday event of sensing the presence of a departed loved one should remind us of the wonderful reality. Our loved ones still live. The flashback to their presence in our lives triggers so many loving memories and often leads us to say a prayer for them. But why do we pray for our loved ones? Why do we gather here today for the commemoration of All Souls? Why do we dedicate the month of November for praying for our dead? Well, first and foremost, we do all these things because as Christians, we know the power of prayer. We believe that our prayers will bring our loved ones to the gates of heaven. And we pray on the most basic level because we love. And we know that love conquers all, even death itself. And we certainly have sincerely loved the members of our family and our friends and all who have died. And we'll always love them. And our love for our dearly departed is a special love. It is truly a sacrificial love. It is loving as Jesus loved. It's as close as most of us here on earth can get to divine love. For we expect nothing in return. From the depth of our soul, we simply love. And we best express our love through our prayers. And brothers and sisters, you must know that God hears your prayers. Know that he feels your loss. He knows that ache that's in your heart. And he knows that your prayers do indeed make a difference. For just like each of us, some of our loved ones are not quite ready to enter fully into God's presence. The result of sin is still there. Just like an arm broken many years ago may still hurt when the weather changes. Our deceased, although their sins have been forgiven, may still suffer from the result of those sins. And that truly is why we gather here on All Souls Day. Yes, to remember, but to love, and most importantly, to pray. For as our faith teaches us, we pray to free all of our loved ones from purgatory. The understanding of purgatory is beautifully explained by Dante in his second book of the Divine Comedy. In his book, he presents the souls of purgatory as holding themselves back from climbing the mountain of God until they are ready and able to accept the fullness of his love. They are dependent on the prayers of their loved ones still on earth to prepare them to receive the awesome fire of God's all-encompassing divine love. And the power of prayer is far greater, in fact, infinitely greater than we could ever imagine. When we pray, we come call upon the Almighty to perform an action beyond our own capabilities. But never is there anything beyond His. So today that we pray that the Lord heals the wounds of all who are not ready to fully enter into His presence. We pray they may be healed. We pray that any part of their lives that have been closed to love may now be completely open to the presence of Almighty God. And so, yes, we pray today for our deceased parents, spouses, children, relatives, and friends. We pray because we love. We love them. But as much as we love them, we know that they were human. But we must also know it is our continuing love and prayers that will ensure them eternal life in paradise. And there will likely be many times in the months and years ahead when something happens that triggers your memory or causes a tear to form in the corner of your eye. And that happens again because we love. I like to call those type of tears liquid love. For those type of tears are really a physical reminder of how blessed we were to love and to be loved by another. What a gift God has given us. The Lord told us in our gospel today that He will reject no one who comes to Him. We must trust in God's word. Our Heavenly Father always offers us His divine, unending love. Whether in life or in death, all love endures. So my friends, continue to love, even if it hurts, even if the tears flow. And always remember to pray. And never forget, your loved one still lives. May the souls of the faithfully departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace.